Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Aerosmith bringing us back. 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, my new one, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Dr. Arke Tankute is our guest. He's one of our favorite people in the Brain Trust, leader and founder of Learning Center, learningcenter.net, author of the landmark book on trust, Built on Trust. And he's our good friend, Arke. Thanks again for being here. 18 years he's been hanging out with us in the Brain Trust. Arke, you've taught us so much about us versus them, and you've talked to us about how to apply it to ourselves. But sometimes companies, the culture gets upside down with this, don't they? And it's the leader's responsibility to be the leader in that understanding, right? That if you're going to have an organization that is built on trust, you've got to be able to resolve the us versus them scenarios, don't you?
Yes, and you have to want to do it. So part of it is just a simple understanding. Us versus them starts from a desire to contribute. It's not people being bad. The behavior becomes destructive at times, but the beginning is the desire. Somebody feels strongly about something they think is important, but they don't think they can get it done. And so rather than work for closure to somebody who can help, or maybe in frustration over that, we start to talk with one another, people who can't really help. But can identify with our grievance, with our fears, with our difficulties. And so this is a strong drive for belonging on this side. And it can be positive, can turn positive if we start to think about solutions and use each other for a brain trust. But if it becomes addictive, if it becomes and you can tell that because you're starting to name the other group, you know. So the marketing people are starting to name the product developer people as slow or perfectionist or something like that, or too slow and so forth. Once that starts, then you're farther and farther away from resolution. And remember, the issue is there because it's important and people care about the issue.
It's natural for the service department to sort of claim their own tribe, to feel like they're in their own tribe, for the salespeople to do the same thing, and for there to be a little banter and competitiveness between the two. I used to do that when I worked for companies, and the service people and the salespeople, you know, we'd go after each other, sort of like the Army and the Air Force, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And there's nothing. Sometimes that's healthy. Oftentimes it's good because people, as you said, they want to feel a sense of belonging, that kind of thing. But if it gets to the point, and this is where we are, I'm afraid today in America, Arke, we're in a situation where I call it playing football instead of politics, instead of leadership, playing football instead of leadership. You know, there's the game of football is such that my team is supposed to keep your team from gaining any kind of yardage. I'm going to hold you to negative yardage if I can. I'm certainly going to prevent you from scoring, and there's no other higher goal in my world than preventing you from getting any yardage and scoring. But when you apply that to leadership, to business leadership or political leadership, misses the fact that we've all got a greater goal, you don't have in football. So what do you think?
Yes, that's a very good analogy, very accurate. So what happens is, you're missing the issue. I mean, there are issues, but there are political issues or national issues, and there are business issues, and these are important. Otherwise, people wouldn't be engaged. So it's not going to get anywhere Now, leadership's job is to step in and look for resolution. If leadership, in the rare instance, becomes invested in them versus us, believes that they are, through hidden agendas or whatever, believes that they are benefiting from the them versus us, then we have a difficulty.
That's cynical chaos. That's cynical chaos waiting to happen, isn't it?
That's right. And that's right. And so that's the difficulty there. And there are some remedies to that difficulty. But they must be applied.
How do you solve that? How do you solve that?
Well, rank and file can help. Start to recognize what's happening. Hey, we're getting stuck here in this tribal stuff. In the meantime, we're losing whatever because you are. So you rank and file can start to make of us and start to communicate with one another.
Mm-hmm.
And this takes a lot of courage, you know. So now marketing, or if you or politically, you start to talk with people who disagree with you, and mostly listen, because here's what it takes to resolve it. You have to acknowledge the issues are important, what's at stake. You have to acknowledge you've got some fears and some grievances that are part of it. You have to acknowledge that you like the belonging, and you have to acknowledge that you are participating in the difficulty, even if it's just omission.
And there's something, and you have to acknowledge that there's something that we all seek that's bigger than our own tribe.
That's right.
You have to go for that. And that's what we're missing in America, folks. And I consider the missing link to be the lack of intellect.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.